Welcome to What Am I Looking At? A podcast from the Department of Art and Design at Arkansas State University. My name is Dr. Tema Balducci, and I'm a professor specializing in modern and contemporary art. Throughout this series, each presenter will be giving insight into works of art that are in some way unusual, sometimes strange, sometimes hard to understand. I hope you enjoy today's exploration of the visual on your radio. You might remember Duchamp from my last episode, he of the ready-made urinal. Another 20th century artist taking art in new directions was the Russian Casimir Malevich. He's one of my favorite artists to talk about in class because he always gets an initial eye roll from my students, which I love. It's like they're throwing down a gauntlet for me. So Malevich was working at the same time as Duchamp, but he wasn't a conceptual artist. He was a non-objective painter, meaning that he didn't paint any recognizable subject matter. His work is instead abstract. His eight red rectangles from 1915 looks exactly the way it sounds. There are eight red rectangles of various sizes painted on a white background. There's no overlap. Each rectangle occupies its own space. Some of the rectangles are really small, and actually the whole canvas is only about 10 by 9 inches, about the size of a piece of notebook paper. So what the heck? Why would an artist paint this? I imagine my students asking. Wouldn't it just be easier to cut some rectangles out of paper and sprinkle them around like we did when we were learning our shapes and colors? Because let's be honest, this is exactly what this canvas looks like. In fact, however, Malevich had a theory that drove him to paint this way. He called his theory suprematism, by which he meant supremacy of pure artistic feeling. Now, it does seem odd to suggest feelings in a discussion of basic geometric shapes. So what did he mean by it? His idea was to reduce art to its very basic elements. If you think at a fundamental level about what a painting is, it's just shape and color. That's it. And that is what Malevich has done with eight red rectangles. There's nothing superfluous. No depictions of horses or people or pears to distract from the purity of the shape and the color. A 1916 photograph shows another of his geometric abstractions, this one called Black Square. And you guessed it, it's just a black square on a white background. But it's hanging in what is known as the, quote, beautiful corner, where the wall meets the ceiling. In traditional Russian culture, this spot is where a religious icon was hung. And I think this, more than anything, conveys Malevich's idea of suprematism as a kind of spirituality, the essence of art revealed in the simplicity of shape and color. What Am I Looking At is provided by KASU in collaboration with the Department of Art and Design at Arkansas State. Stay tuned next week for another look at art over your airwaves.